Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
A little sports news before we get back into the real news. Not that sports news isn't real news. But the Commanders, Jaden Daniels, has been ruled out against the Chiefs on Monday night.
Huge.
Washington Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels will not play Monday night at Kansas City because of a low-grade hamstring strain. Daniels underwent an MRI this week that revealed no long-term damage to his right hamstring, but the Commanders don't want Daniels to tweak it against the Chiefs. Help me with this name here, Logan. Marcus Mariota.
Yep, Marcus Mariota.
Will make his third start of the season in place of Daniels.
Former Heisman Trophy winner at Oregon, who has had an incredibly underwhelming NFL career.
That's what I thought.
It's still an NFL professional football team that's coming to
it's
play
true.
The Chiefs.
Without
their superstar quarterback.
And likely without their top three wide receivers. Terry McLaurin is supposed to practice this week, but that doesn't guarantee he plays. Deebo Samuel's been hurt. Noah Brown. And they are without six of their top eight defensive ends coming into this game as well. So the Chiefs look supremely healthy for this one compared to Washington.
Tell me who of the four of us really works for a sports station without telling me who of the four of us really works for a sports station.
Sorry, I didn't hide it very well there.
Wow. Hey, man. We don't break it down like that up in here.
My fault.
There was a meme going around today. Here's what we will break down because I'm still laughing and I don't even care how long ago this happened. There is this video clip on Facebook today of a referee throwing the yellow penalty flag. And when he throws the flag, it accidentally hits a player like in the shoulder or something. And the player stumbles back as if he's been shot.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this today. There have been cases and lawsuits because I was like, those things don't weigh a lot. I mean, they have to have some heft to them when they throw them, right?
They're like a pound, maybe 2 pounds max.
And Johnny says to me, oh, look this up. You can talk about it on the show. One NFL player lost his eye.
I don't know that he lost his eye, but it was very damaged. And he ended up, if I'm not mistaken, suing the NFL.
His name was Orlando Brown. It caused, quote, severe pain and temporary blindness, ending his career.
Mm-hmm. I believe he played for the Rams, if I'm not mistaken.
Anyway, if you've not seen that video today, I don't know if it's making the rounds because it's just football season or because it happened recently. It is hilarious.
You got to be careful with those flags.
You poke your eye out.
Take an eye out with that stuff.
Apparently, they only weigh 2 ounces.
Is it 2 ounces?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they fall to the ground a lot faster than you would think then.
That's what the internet says.
Well, if you notice nowadays, and I don't know if it has anything to do with Orlando Brown or not, But there was a game the other night where one of the players, he scores a touchdown, and he goes all Tony Gonzalez and like slams the ball over the
he dunks the ball uprights. Over the crossbars.
And obviously, nowadays, that's a penalty in the NFL. So, you know, the ref puts his hands up, you know, this is a touchdown. And then when this player, I think he played for Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken, but I may be wrong, goes and like, dunks the ball over the uprights, the ref reaches for his flag to throw the penalty. It's an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. And he looks around, literally looks around, and then throws it up in the air. They're like self-conscious about this,
right?
Because you don't want to hit a player anymore. You might cause permanent damage if you hit them in a pad or something.
Well, you're supposed to throw them down.
No, you're supposed to throw them up.
I think you should throw them down.
So the rule is that they typically, an NFL official is supposed to throw their flag in the general direction of where the penalty occurred.
It's
so
like
if the penalty happened at the 35,
right,
more or less. They're supposed to get it as close as they can to that spot.
Really quick, it is worth mentioning there's 2 days left, you guys. Harrisonville High School is in that competition where they have already won $25,000 for having the best football school spirit on Friday nights. They are in the running to win the overall grand prize for $1 million.
Oh.
And Harrisonville High School is the only high school representing Kansas and Missouri. They're it. Everybody else is like, there's one in Utah, there's one in Connecticut, there's a high school in California. Harrisonville High School is it. And KSHB picked up the story overnight. The clock is ticking to help Harrisonville High School win $1 million in a national contest. I think Patrick Mahomes or Kelsey and Gronk or some combination of those three will present the winner the check.
What does Gronk have to do with Harrisonville?
I think it's being the contest is a T-Mobile thing, and I think Gronk and those guys have some ad thing going on with them. Anyway, they've already won the $25,000, and if you go on the T-Mobile website, the whole competition is right there. Quoting here from head football coach Brent Maxwell, Friday nights are an event. It is not just a game. It is truly an event that everyone comes out to celebrate.
Good for them, and fingers crossed.
We will post again on our social. It's just easier than to tell you where to find it.
Yeah.
We will post again on our social media feeds where you can do it. And by the way, Tech9 about a week ago gave them a shout out and said, hey, help these kids.
Lois, an African elephant who called the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium home for more than 40 years, has sadly died. Zookeepers say Lois had been facing increasing challenges with movement in recent weeks and had stopped responding to treatment. She was euthanized yesterday at the age of 47. Lois was born in 1978, arrived at the Kansas City Zoo in September 1982, along with another African elephant, Leah, who remains at the zoo. Lois was known for showering unsuspecting caregivers with water, soaking them, their paperwork, and their supplies.
Sweet Lois.
8 elephants remain at the zoo, including Lady. At 57 years old, she is the oldest African elephant in North America. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's sad to hear. Very sad. And the Mega Millions jackpot has reached $680 million.
Yeah, it has.
Whoa! The last jackpot was won on June 27th. The Mega Million jackpot is now at $680 million after no winners were selected in last night's drawing. The next drawing is this Friday night at 11 o'clock. I think that's Eastern time, so 10 o'clock. While no one won the big prize, one person in Illinois did win $3 million for matching all the white balls.
I have a Powerball ticket on my office desk that I bought probably 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I buy them and forget to check them.
Well, you don't have to, Dana, because we would have heard a news story that somebody who had bought a ticket in Overland Park or in Mission had won $1 million.
Yeah, but I could have won, like, something.
You can still take it in and scan it.
Do you have to do that anymore? Is there a QR code on it? Can you QR code it? I'm really good at buying things and then not, you know, finishing up with what I'm supposed to be doing with them. Like rower.
like an e-bike.
I am so good at the buying part.
You're not really good with the follow-up part.
Nope.
Somebody says, just curious, what do you do with a dead elephant?
I will tell you. I have someone very, 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 very close to me was in that industry for many, many years.
Do you cremate them?
Family-owned company. And all of those large animals, when they pass, have to be cremated. Yes. Think about all of the deer on the side of the roads. You can't just throw them into a trash can. All animals, there are rules about how and when you dispose.
Does the joke ever get old when you see a dead deer on the side of the road and somebody has tied a get well soon balloon to one of their legs?
It's one of those funny, not funny.
It's funny.
But funny.
It's very funny.
Well, with elephants, they are typically cremated or buried or composted.
You know, I was surprised when we went to the Greenville, South Carolina Zoo, which, by the way, is a very nice zoo. And it's not very large, but it's nice. There were no elephants.
They're a huge draw. One of the number one draws. And nope. Any zoo will tell you that.
There were no elephants.
But they are a huge expense, Scott.
No big cats.
To do it correctly, you know.
Well, it's a small town zoo.
Yeah, if it's a small town zoo, I think most people would say but you dang, don't do big cats and you don't do elephants.
But I'm telling you right now, look up Greenville Spartanburg. I believe they are now the 34th market in America.
Well, that's combining that whole upstate part of South Carolina and Asheville, North Carolina, and all of Western North Carolina.
There's a lot of people up there.
Yes, but it's still small town South Carolina in a sense. Riverbank Zoo is the big zoo in the state in Columbia.
I'll never go to that city again.
Hmm.
The traffic is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
913-586-7798.
That's done on purpose.
If you missed a segment of the show, be sure to check out the Dana Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydrometrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
A story here from NBC News. Jon Bon Jovi is ready to get back on the steel horse.
I saw they had an exciting announcement coming on social.
The legendary rocker and frontman will be going back on tour with Bon Jovi, which announced on October 22nd, that is today, that the band will play 7 dates in 2026 on its Forever Tour between New York City and Europe. Bon Jovi had been off the road for 3 years since undergoing vocal cord surgery.
Remember?
In 2022. Everybody was making fun of him.
Oh, they said it was just awful.
He sounded awful. And people were saying, he's done. He's lost his voice. Obviously, there was a problem. They're going to play 4 dates at Madison Square Garden in July of next year. Then they go over to the UK, Ireland, and then back to the UK. 7 dates.
Okay. Good on them.
I think that... Yep, that's it.
One of my favorite stories in the stack today comes to us from The Athletic. They are so well done, Scott. Read The Athletic. You're going to love it. Every story they write is done very, very well. And this is one of them about a soccer player named Landon Donovan. A soccer player turned like commentator guy, right, Scott?
He's not just some... He's the leading scorer in U.S. national team history.
I'm a Ted Lasso gal.
Okay.
The headline grabbed me immediately, and it reads... Landon Donovan's new hair and the side effect he wasn't expecting. He's a very good-looking guy. Your dateline is Austin, Texas. Landon Donovan stepped out of an elevator bank at a downtown hotel with a hat in his hand and a smile on his face. After more than a decade as the face of the U.S. men's national team, Donovan grew accustomed to throwing on a cap with some sunglasses when he wanted to go unnoticed. Mm-hmm. And this time... he didn't need the hat, the story goes on to say, because on top of his head, for once, Donovan already had an unfamiliar sight that he found was helping him go a bit more unnoticed. And that unfamiliar sight was hair. For 20 years, Donovan struggled with hair loss. Twice, he underwent hair replacement procedures. The second effort unintentionally went public, and you remember this, we talked about it on this show, when Donovan was commentating at the desk for Euro 2024, and cameras, when he turned his head, captured where his head had been shaved for a failed attempt at growing hair through, what are they, hair plugs or something, Scott?
Yes, yes.
Donovan is now out of the shadows, saying he is addressing it. I'm sick of being bald. He went public. Now, he does have a public job, so he did say, like, I can't just show up one day bald on Monday, and then on Tuesday I'm on TV with hair. So he came out with it. He said, all right, guys, I need your help in a social post. Since I was 18, 19, 20, I've been dealing with this. And he showed his bald head. He said, I want to fix it once and for all. My options are shave it bald. Don't want to do that. Not an option for me.
Why?
What he says, non-starter, leave it as it is. That is not an option for me right now, he said. Or I can try the last thing, which is a hair system, basically a wig to see if it works. I'm sure there will be a lots of banter here, some funny answers, and that's fine. But real answers to, I need your help. And after that, he posted another video of himself with the new hair system. Why is it that this is still one of the things, I don't know if it's globally or just in the United States.
I don't know.
Where people, with respect to someone's appearance, like we know now, you don't make fun of someone when they're fat. It's not nice to do this. It's not nice to talk about someone's facial features.
You can control weight. You really can't control hair loss.
But when it comes to men who are bald, it's one of those things that it's almost, I don't want to say it's almost okay to make fun of it. Everyone does. And then, you know, with cosmetic procedures, Scott, we're all open about that now. I'm going to go get Botox, or I'm going to go do this, or I don't like the way this looks, so I'm going to go nip this and tuck that. But with men, if it is your hair, no one talks about it.
Well, I don't want to lose my hair. My brother has, and he's been bald for, my brother is 51. He's been bald for probably 10 years now.
He walks in at Thanksgiving and has a full head of hair. You say what?
What the hell is wrong with
you? You would hit the ground laughing.
I would.
And I'm asking, like, why is it if, because it is one of the most self-conscious things for men. Yeah. Why is it that we still make fun of it? It's still okay to be like, oh, nice. People were screaming when he would go out to play soccer, Scott.
Rogaine. I remember.
That is terrible. You would never think of the other things you could point out about somebody's physical appearance. That is mean.
But let me ask you this. What color would you say my hair is now?
Dark brown.
With what?
Salt and pepper.
It's salt and pepper.
Yeah.
If I came in tomorrow.
Yeah.
And there was no salt in my pepper.
Yeah.
You would destroy me.
I would ask, has someone been in the Just for Men hair product aisle?
At CVS.
But let me ask you this. I'm going to turn this around. Look at the video of him bald, okay?
I know who Landon Donovan is.
Okay, now watch. Look at him with hair.
I remember him when he had hair.
And I'm telling you, with this new system, it's a rug. Let's call it what it is. He looks incredible. He looks 15 years younger.
That's true.
He looks more confident. And one of the things that Mr. Donovan has done, and I think this is a great service to other men listening who want to change their appearance but don't know how to do it, is that he's opened up a conversation about it.
All right.
And he said, look, this was a mental health issue for me. Well, like it gave him anxiety to some extent.
But he also suffered from depression prior to going bald.
Well, but if you're that unhappy with your appearance, that's all wrapped up in...
I don't disagree.
All of those mental health issues. He publicly discussed his struggles with depression. He became an advocate for mental health support.
That's true.
Before it became a normal part of the professional sports conversation. Mm-hmm. And in that way, they write, it felt fitting that he once again shared his insecurity with the public.
See, if I were, I don't want to lose my hair. I mean, I like having hair.
It doesn't look like a wig.
But it is.
Who cares?
What that really is, let's call it what it really is. It's an expensive toupee.
It looks amazing.
I was in the grocery store
You would never know that. Walking by him, you would not know it.
I was in the drugstore the other day, and there was a guy in front of me as we were checking out, and his toupee was so obvious. I would rather be bald than wear a bad toupee.
Is that why people still laugh at it? Because they were so bad historically, like in the 80s and the 90s,
they're
like,
still bad.
They can still be bad.
This guy, it was so obvious.
The one that Donovan is wearing is not. And I'd love for you, if men, if this speaks to you, I'd love for you to call in. I was almost going to say you don't have to give your name if you don't. If you're bald, you're like, why are we even saying that?
Well, but we've made fun of my little McDonald's hairline, receding hairline that I have. I mean, it is what it is. But I'm not combing it over. That's even worse.
It's like the guy back in the 70s, usually approaching 70, who has the one strand left, and he just wraps the one strand around.
Holding out hope.
Holding on for dear life. Yeah. And so is that why part of it's funny?
Probably. But I mean, if I were to start losing my hair, I would just shave it off. Let it go. I'm not going to go with the wraparound where you're bald on the top, but you got the wraparound on the sides, like the captain on Love Boat. No, I'm not playing that game.
He says the messages and responses have been insane. I had no idea how many people deal with this. I could read you thousands of messages from people saying thank you so much. Famous people, tons of people I know, people I don't know, who said thank you for finally being honest about this. I too struggle with this.
Was he being dishonest?
Nope. I've been trying to figure out what to do, and this gives me motivation to just go with it.
To go spend $3,000 so that I can cheat Mother Nature.
But Scott, what is your, if that's wrapped up in your mental health and that is your insecurity, what is that worth to you?
Well, he's also a multimillionaire.
I know.
And he has the money to spend. 913-586-7798. What is it about going bald that gets in a man's psyche. And women, I thought bald was beautiful. Is it not? Is bald embarrassing? 913-586-7798.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You know, being aware of your faults is painful sometimes.
The list of my victims grows.
So I am well aware, and I apologize. I really do. You can probably hear me coughing in the background from time to time during the show, and somebody said, can somebody, for the love of God, get Scott a cough drop? I just had one during the break. And then someone else said, oh, dear Scott, you need to go see a doctor. Typhoid Dana has cursed you. Yeah. She has not just cursed me, but now T has it.
Yep.
At my home. We had to sleep in separate beds last night. And Johnny now has it back at home. The man has never called in sick in his life, and he is homesick today. So, curse is on you.
Yep.
And I did call my doctor this morning because I can't take it anymore.
Yep.
And they called me back during the 3:15 break and said, they're not going to call in a prescription. The doctor wants to see me tomorrow. So during the 3:45 break,
yep.
I have a PBS insurance commercial to read. And following that, I will be on the phone with the doctor's office setting up an appointment for tomorrow morning.
I am sorry.
Curses on you.
I know.
A pox on your home. Travis in Kansas City regarding going bald and not coughing. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey.
So when it comes to being bald, I actually grew up in the Caribbean, and I used to have really nice long hair. And when I moved back to the United States, a coworker bet me, you know, $200-$300 to shave my head. And so I shaved my head. And ever since then, my hair has then thinned out, and now I am bald. And I'm only 31, and it started when I was, I don't know, around 23 or whatever. And I've talked to my wife about doing like a toupee or a hairpiece or something like that. And I can't bring myself to do it, because everybody that I know knows me as bald guy now. And even my wife says the same thing, that she's like, I don't know if I'd find you attractive with hair, because I only know you without hair.
It's so interesting.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
do it.
Travis, it's interesting. Landon Donovan said his wife didn't want him to do it either.
Oh, yeah. And that's what she said. And I mean, even my father, my whole family agrees that I look handsome without hair. But for me, I miss my hair, because I love my hair. I had nice, long, luscious, you know, sun-bleached hair. It was beautiful. But then now it's just a bald head.
But so. have you ever worn a wig?
I have sarcastically, never seriously, though. But they're itchy, they're uncomfortable.
That's exactly right. It's like wearing a very tight hat.
Yeah.
And my only experience was when I went in almost Kiss. I had to wear a long-haired wig all the time when we would perform, because my hair is short. It's not obviously not long, and I wasn't willing to grow it out for a tribute band. But wearing it drove me crazy. I couldn't wait until the end of the night when I could take that wig off, because it was so itchy.
But what does it say to you? And Travis, thank you for the call. That Landon Donovan is probably a millionaire.
Oh, he's certainly a millionaire.
Beautiful wife, beautiful children, at the top of his broadcast career, athletic, successful. And listen to this quote. Since he put his hair back on his head, my confidence in the last week just walking around is skyrocketing. I didn't realize how much I was aware of my hair, or lack of, because now I walk around and think, I'm kind of handsome. I'm not this ugly balding guy, he says. I feel like now I'm an all right looking guy. That alone made the decision to share it publicly pay off, he said, because he wants to encourage others to do something similar, whether shaving their head, getting extensions, getting a hair system like him, just like opening up the conversation. What does it say to you that this successful, rich, handsome, all of those things, he put hair on his head, he put a wig on, right, quote, my confidence has skyrocketed. It
tells me he's very vain.
Oh, I disagree. I think hair is much bigger than you think it is.
Well, it might be bigger to other people than it is to me, but I can only speak from personal experience. If I were to lose my hair, I'd like to keep it as long as I can. I think I probably will, for the most part. But if I were to lose my hair, I don't think I would lose my confidence. I mean, for a man as successful, as rich, as talented as Landon Donovan is...
Okay. That's what I'm asking. Making my point for me.
No,
like
I'm making my point.
How bad does that have to be that he has all those things, but ...
He couldn't grow hair. He loses his confidence in himself because he doesn't have hair? That tells me he's vain.
No, I think we all have battles and demons that we fight, and some of them are aesthetic, and some of them are deeply emotional, and that's just his thing. And I think the lack of hair is a bigger thing for a lot of men than you think it is.
But I think there's a difference between physical and emotional health. And I'm not even going to say health, appearance. You know, if you don't feel good about yourself, okay, because you're without hair on the top of your head as a man, there are deeper issues that maybe a psychologist needs to look at.
I don't know. I think it's because we've made it the punchline. We've made it a punchline, and so I do think it's deeply personal.
Let's go to Chris and Shawnee. Hello, Chris.
How we doing?
Hi.
So, I consider myself a almost 50-year-old fat kid, and I have one of the things I enjoy about myself is having a full head of hair. It's even going to the point of I have short hair, but it still grows like it's supposed to. And I have a full, not a full beard, but a thin beard around my chin and my lips. I do it on my chin and grow a mustache and beard because I feel that I have fat lips too. Can I control that? No. I haven't had not had a beard for almost 30 years. It goes the same way with men and their hair. They have hair, and they can't imagine themselves without hair. So that's one thing they can control about the way they look.
Well, here's what I'm saying is we're watching CNN in here on one of the TVs in our studio. There are five people on the set. Two of them are women. Three of them are men. Two of the three men are bald.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice it until we started having this discussion. Denzel Washington is all but bald. He's one of the most handsome men in
very handsome
Hollywood.
Man. Well, look at Bruce Willis. Think of all the leading men who sort of made bald beautiful. Look at The Rock. But I think if you asked him, would you prefer to have head on your hair if you could? Most men, even men in Hollywood, would say yes. I would prefer to not have lost my hair.
Okay. So some people, though, are famous for being bald. I mean, you know, obviously Denzel Washington, but...
Mayor Lucas.
Doesn't have a hair on his head.
Good-looking guy.
913-586-7798. Quick break. Rachel, Stephen, and the others, hang tight. We'll be with all of you in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Speaking of bald, Michael Keaton was inducted into Pittsburgh's Walk of Fame this week.
Didn't know they had one.
They do, and they misspelled his name on his plaque.
Oh. Nothing worse. Remember when they misspelled Emmanuel Cleaver's name?
Yeah, on Cleaver too.
He was only the former mayor and then current congressman.
They spelled it Clever. That is correct. It's anything but.
Rachel in Overland Park. Rachel, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey. So I just wanted to give the story of my best friend. He is now 47. And for maybe the last 7 years, he has tried everything. It started out with getting hair transplant. He lives over in Amsterdam, and he went to a specialist in Belgium. But they couldn't do the transplant because... he didn't have any residual hair on his chest to be able to do it. They could have done that.
He had
lasered his hair off his chest, so that wasn't an option. So they referred him on to another specialist that they work with, and this person actually does tattoo on the head. And so it's these tiny little dots because he had shaved it off, like what was there.
Yeah.
But you still kind of see that line. And so to fill in a bit, they tattooed it. Tiny little dots. Yeah, they tattooed it. And it does look nice. Like, you can't tell.
That's cool.
But I don't know how long that's going to last. Yeah.
They probably got to get it touched up every couple of years, Rachel, like I do my eyebrows.
Yeah, exactly. So every few years, he's going to have to go back. But he has also said, you know, how long is he going to do that? But, I mean, he has kept a full beard on to try to maybe balance out his look a little bit, maybe. But what he does, because he doesn't like the gray coming in on his beard, uses like that gradual kind of comb in where it changes the color.
Just for men.
Just for men. Yeah.
How good for him.
Yeah. But it does look nice. It looks, I think, far better than a toupee ever would. But.
And from far away, you can't tell. What about close up? Like if you're like looking at his head. Can you tell?
You would have to get right on top of like his head to like get really close to see it.
Yep.
Okay.
Rachel? Otherwise, like from a distance, like if you're standing like a couple feet away, you're not going to tell.
I like that because no one should be that close to anyone else's personal space that isn't like intimately involved with that person.
Stephen in Olathe. Stephen, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Hey, so how do you misspell Michael Keaton's name if his last name is Douglas though?
In the first mention, I want to clarify, it's Michael Keaton. In the second mention, they spelled it Mikeal, E-A-L, like you would spell Michael Mahoney. That's where the misspelling came in. Yeah.
So it's just widely accepted that that women have wigs. And for some reason, it is just funny to make fun of people who have toupees. But never seen anyone made fun of for having a merkin. So all the men out there who may need a toupee may be looking to getting a merkin.
What is a merkin?
It's a hairpiece that is less made fun of, apparently.
Okay.
And it's specific for men?
Yes.
Is it MU absolutely. Or ME?
ME. Merkin.
No, do not Google that.
Is he playing a joke on us?
He is. He is. Do not Google that.
Hang on.
No, do not. I thought I had heard that term before.
Okay.
I had.
All right.
Enough.
All right.
You are in timeout.
It is a hairpiece.
It is.
All right.
Oh, my God.
How do you attach it?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Huh. Well, merkin wouldn't be very popular these days.
No, it would not.
No. Although Kim Kardashian's trying her best.
I don't
want
to talk about that either. That is the dumbest thing I have ever seen in my entire life.
What is going on?
Scott is so confused.
If you what? Google Kim Kardashian, and we're not even going to talk about it. It is so stupid what she is trying to market and sell.
Is it called Skims?
Sort of.
That's the company, yeah.
That's the company. She's... I can't believe you haven't seen this. It's all over the news.
Oh, and my God.
Yes.
what is going on?
We do not need to bring that back. I don't know who would pay for that look, but it's gross.
Okay.
I think they've run out of ideas. No one's watching their little show anymore. Ugh.
All right. Can we get this back above board, please?
I have nothing to do with this. I'm a silent participant. That's what I am.
All right.
I'm sorry you're sick.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're sorry that I'm coughing and people can hear it over your microphone. Tropical Storm Melissa will stay away from the mainland United States. I expect it to become a hurricane within the next day or two, taking aim at the Caribbean, but it will not hit the mainland United States. Instead, Melissa poses the biggest risk to Haiti, the Dominican Republic, Cuba, and Jamaica.
Melissa, that sounds so pleasant.
Hmm. Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum's got that coming up in 2 minutes. Hey, if you missed a segment of the show, be sure to check out the Dan and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate, With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.